with podcast. You get to keep up with the culture with this Up There podcast. You get more.
For watching another episode of It's Up There Podcast with your boy Looney Luciano. I am your active and attractive host for another episode of the fastest growing podcast on the market right now. As we always start, I want to say thank anybody that's tuned in, checking out, tapped in with the situation. And It's Up There Podcast, it's a blessing for me in regards to the viewership. In particular, the listenership, you know, this shit is growing so fast that I'm almost not ready. Well, I ain't gonna say not ready because all I do is prepare, but I'm necessarily not ready. I'm not ready for that much listeners liking people in my DM. I'm ready for the business side of things, but just the feeling that you get when people DM you, bro, you doing it? Go keep going, bro. You the truth, bro. Keep going, bro. You ain't. You know, you the one kicking game after game. You doing good, man. And I want to say thank everybody for that. If you're checking out the video version of this podcast and you want to hear the audio version, you head to anywhere you get podcasts and you type in It's Up There Podcast and we'll pop up. If you are listening to the audio version of this podcast and you want to see the video version, you head over to FOGFOTV. On YouTube, and then we'll pop up in regards to full episodes, clips, things like that. We pushing the line. We drop videos every day. Full podcast come out on Thursdays. Audio come out Monday at midnight, which is actually Sunday at midnight, Monday morning. again, anybody that's over on Anchor or whatever, you can support there by giving $10 and keeping the show up to par, keeping the show going in the direction that it's going in. We appreciate everybody tapped in on that level as well. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. A lot to get to in the culture. Right off the heels of some very sad news, legendary rapper DMX has been pronounced dead in the hospital. According to reports, there's been an overdose on drugs in which he went into, I think, a vegetable state and stayed that way for a couple of days. And then his organs failed, according to reports, and they had to make the tough decision. And ultimately, he passed away. So we want to say RIP DMX. you know, DMX in the 90s was... represented a certain thing. You gotta know the image you're dealing with right now in rap didn't just pop up. You know, the image you're dealing with in rap isn't a coincidence. It was ushered in by a couple of people. You know, we talking about from the Dogs. You can credit that to Snoop Dogg, DMX, a couple of other people. We talking about the gold chains and the Rolexes. You can credit that to Tupac, Biggie. You know, they were putting it down. Now, before, you can even go before that into the Slick Rick and the KRS-One them days. But I'm talking about that 90s thing contributed a whole lot because there was a whole bunch of gangsters running around. You had your Death Rows. Well, you know, you had a mixture of things, but it was a whole lot of that image rolling around. Fly cars. Nice clothes. We was just now really coming into the money because really all contracts in the 80s, dudes got raped. You know, dudes didn't really see no money then. in the 90s, when Suge and a couple of P and them and kind of put that game down, Jay kind of put that game down where they wasn't going, you know, where they was going walk in the office with half the money or demand some kind of fair split or, you know, demand some upfront money and, man, you got to pay us for this, you know, whatever the situation may be. And then it hit a boom. We talking $5 million for Pac and this and that, platinum and gold records and things like that. What's happening, man? And so that image was ushered in by a number of people, and DMX happened to be one of those people. Gold chain. I remember back then when I look at the videos, he had a concert, looked like the whole world was there. I'm talking about it had to be, I don't know how many thousands of people, man. So you got to understand that impact. We talking about the gold chains. We talking about, I remember when they were raising the leg. You know, the rapper always mimicked the streets, but he done it. See, the streets can only go as far as the streets can go, because once you go mainstream with the street shit, you get took down. They take you down. You see what I'm saying? In most cases, if you're black, right? But when we dealing with rappers, they was able to mimic that. And so kind of making it a little more mainstream and acceptable for you to see somebody sell a million records that look like me or you. You see what I'm saying? And so DMX was instrumental in that, man. And he helped usher in what we know today as the image of a rapper. You know, and like I say, they took bits and pieces from everybody. And, you know, they took things from Pac. They took things from X. Took things from P. Took things from Baby. Took things from Jay. Took things from, you see what I'm saying? They were plucking things, and that's what you got to, for you to be a certain kind of level of rapper, you got to possess some of these things that the mainstream is already accustomed to seeing. This is why you see rappers fake it. This is why you see rappers go rent cars and go in debt. It's because they know that, hey, man, these people look at rappers like this, so I need to look like this. And you would say, some people would say that's a good idea. It just depends on who you talk to. You see what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is DMX, man, was instrumental in that, man, in fighting that addiction, man. Fighting an addiction is next level. You know, and they said that he said that he was 14 and tricked to get on that shit. And then, you know, kind of was downhill, man. But we can only pray to make the impact that he made. You know what I'm saying? We can only pray to make the impact that he made. We give condolences to his family. They said he had 12 children, you know. And also, he spent a lot of time in Nashville. You know, shout out to my homeboy Lil D, man. He used to come over and see his brother. Also went over to Coop. DJ Coop has a restaurant in Nashville. A little club restaurant type lounge type thing. And he spent some time there dancing and things are going viral. He spent a lot of time in the clubs around here and touching the city and touching the people. And he was never afraid of the people. You know, ran up on the people and got with them when he seen them. You know, so many people got pictures with him. You knowing what it is. They running up on him, can I take a picture? And he's saying, yeah. So he was super down to earth, man, and touched the people. So, man, you know, we send a shout out to him for that, man, because that was just, you know, going that far up the scale, you know what I'm saying, and still being able to remain grounded, man, is always, to me, a treat. You know, it's always good to see a black man get some money, but also still understand, man, like, you know, I got to talk to my people. I got to touch my people. It's important that my people are able to feel this, you know. Because you look at that video, and if you had never seen it from that point on, you'd be like, man, that dude was. If they show that, if they lose all information right now, and they go back, you know, 100 years and show our pictures because they trying to get civilization back, they'll say all these rappers is kings. They say people came in drones to come see these folks. Look, here's King such and such. You know what I'm saying, man? We got to really understand our impact, man, when it comes to this, man. This is real impact. You got people listening and looking and admiring and spinning and willing and dealing on your behalf and holding you down, man. This thing is deep, man. people choosing side, these young kids and people is, man, if you mess with us, you can't mess with them. And if you mess with them, you can't mess with us. And they ran with that, which influences how they really want to spend their money. These folk don't spend money with certain people when they deal with certain people. Man, this is powerful stuff, man. If they go 100 years in the future, man, and explain what, you know, some of these things, you know. Like I just seen Jay-Z buys DMX masters for him and give it to his family free. That was the first thing I was thinking when I looked on Apple Music and I sang, man, he got 15 songs. He got 15 songs right now in the top 20 on Apple Music. They running his chick up. You see what I'm saying? And I'm wondering, man, is that going to the labels or is that going to him, man? First thing I thought, man, because, you know, he could have made some decisions that wasn't favorable for him. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the best business that it could have been in, and leave his masters in a situation where his family don't see the money. But I just seen when I picked my phone up, Jay-Z just bought the masters. Jay-Z and Beyonce, shout out to them. See, that's what I'm saying. Just think in the future when they telling these kind of stories. You see, y'all little people say what you want to, but it's some bricks being put down around here I got to be involved in. You see what I'm saying? Whatever y'all talking about, that's going to go here or there. I'm talking about it's some bricks being put down. It's some moves being made. It's some generational wealth going on that I got to participate in. And anybody that hustle and understand hustle, they want to participate in. It's some things going on. So for me, it ain't, I don't, you know, I'm not in a situation to play these little games with this internet. I look at this for what this is. You got 10 million people following you. You got to figure something out. We talking about 10 million people. We got to figure something out. Man, I got to get this up, percentage up, man. These folk, engage these folk. See if these folk getting down with my game for real. Now, I can't sell everybody the same thing, but I can sell everybody something. That's the difference. You see what I'm saying? See, that's the thing about not understanding the game and just being the face of. See, me, I went and picked the bricks up off the ground. I went and shaved it. I went and shaved everything down. I went and put it in position myself. So I know what the foundation look like. I know what it costs to get it back. The inflated prices don't affect me because I won't buy them. I understand the game. It ain't nothing but a two-step process. When I pay you a certain amount of money, you taking it to make it a one-step process. That's what you usually pay somebody a service fee for, to make something a one-step process for you. You just come to me and I'll take care of this. Now, you can do it yourself, but it's just an eight-step process. If you got the time to take care of that. So it's all these kind of things that you got to put in your mind when you're thinking about the game and you're thinking about I'm paying attention like loan on top of, you know what I'm saying? But RP to DMX, man, shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce for doing the right thing, for real. Diddy writes a letter to General Motors in regards to the air revenue that's coming in and saying that it's not coming in a favorable place for Revolt TV. I think it was maybe $2 billion, and I think he said $10 million came to Revolt, which is unfair. He goes on to say, if you love us, pay us. Combs called on companies to up their advertising spending with black owned media businesses to invest in the black community, writing that no longer can corporate America manipulate our community. And so he's just kind of talking about how, you know, corporate America can't make us think that, you know, the little bit that they giving us is going to be enough. And see? And so, of course, we know Big Homie did it. Big Homie J, them type niggas, they done made $1 billion in this shit. The hustle ain't even to be ever on trial. It's never on trial, right? But I want the people that come at me and comment on my, you know, post that's going viral about the handouts and the handoffs. This is another situation where I want to reference that. Because when I talk about a handout, you know, that's not even something anybody deserves. But a handoff is access to the information, access to the audience, access to the advertising, access to the benefits, access to the business. access and cooperation and everything that has to do with anything that has to do with any kind of money that comes in on behalf of what I've created and put in front of the people, for the people, and by the people. That's what that is. You see what I'm saying? So when I talk about it and you see these folks talk about it, that's how I know they haven't seen it. Because once they see it, they're going to reach out and say, you want us. You understand what you're talking about. These are kind of voices we need to speak on behalf of what a nigga saying when he's saying, man, we got to share this information. Now, I can take the target and put that target anywhere, and we can go down through there and have another iron in the fire. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, just writing those type of letters and letting them know, man, we not making no money with y'all. Y'all giving us crumbs. And that's just like with the information. How do I need to get something that I'm doing in a situation to be in front of the people so they can make a decision whether or not it's a hit or it's a miss? Because we all know how this game works. That's why you got a little Nas X. They can trick their way into a number one. Regardless of what song that was that he just put out, them antics was going to take him number one. That's what the problem is. Regardless of the song some of these rappers put out, the antics get you to number one, which that is the issue. The issue ain't that, hey man, people is pulling gimmicks or doing rollouts for their projects. We understand that's a part of the game. But when the song and the creativity of the song no longer matters is when you're in a situation where you done void everything that the game stands for. And that's why I think the issue lies when we talk about the current structure of the music business, you know. But to see Diddy reach out and say, hey man, we need to participate. We need to participate. We got the whole structure. It's the same thing I'm telling you. If somebody got the whole podcast, the audio's right, the video's right, the talking is up to par, the interviews are good, the by himself, he's great. He's a certain kind of individual. His business is okay. We got to share information with these type of people. It ain't no sense us holding the information. There's no way I can do that. I ain't built like that. It's important for people to understand that I understand that we got to share this information to change things. And if we don't do that, man, then that's why we're going to always have, you know, that's why we gonna always have those kind of issues. And so we gotta get ourselves together, man. You know what I'm saying? So I wanna speak also about the Joe Budden podcast. Of course, like I said, Rory and Miles been gone for a couple of weeks now. Ice and Ish, I think his name is now took the place, and I think Imani back there in the back off camera. Couple things that I want to observe that's happening here. Parks is now being quiet a lot more. It's almost like that he's telling his half they're changing the structure of the show. Because Parks would get in there and go to rapping. Him and Rory will connect on some shit, right? And so they'll live there. They, just today, Maul, somebody tweeted, are y'all coming back? And he tweeted a gif of Michael Johnson, you know, saying no. Right, and fans took that like he's saying that he's not coming back. I'm not sure. I mean, they'll be a fool to leave that money. But let's also speak about this now. People are saying that he no longer cares. I told y'all back then, they ain't doing nothing stealing my talking points. This is what these guys do. And just check the dates. Just check the content. Check what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And see who said what first and what happened. You know what I'm saying? But, But even if Maul and Rory never show up again, it's not the end. They got to get some money. Something's going to happen legally. You got a situation where you got a couple of dudes there now that people are trying to slick say, oh, it's a breath of fresh air. This is when you create confusion with your audience and you can't control it. You understand? This is when you create confusion. That's why if you're going to do something like this, you had to have think it through now. because it's going to, whatever happens first is not going to happen last. So if you come out the gate getting praise, you're going to leave this motherfucker being hated. And if you come out the gate being hated, 9 times out of 10, you're going to leave this motherfucker with people saying he did his thing. However you come in, it's going to reverse, and that's going to be how you leave out far as that type thing. You feel what I'm saying? If you come in and they cheer for you since you, for day one, if you was a child superstar, 9 times out of 10, you're going to leave this earth, man, with people hating you. But if you was somebody that come from the mud and had nothing and turned yourself into a phenom, people going to cheer you on like a Mike. You understand what I'm saying? Like a J. Like a Loon. Kaloon on his way. You can bet that. You understand me? But it's business that got to be took care of with Joe Budden, Maul, and Rory. Some money got to be involved. So the fans just saying, move on, it's over. Move on, it's over. Yeah, that might be cute. But it's some money that got to be bust down that Joe might not got at this point. You know, it does seem like in content he's trying to send little messages. Like now they just dropped a 3-hour show. That's showing you I'm not struggling without you. And I told you on my last episode, flip the script. Flip the script and make it what Joe Budden don't show up. Make it what Joe Budden don't show up to the show. And leave Rory and Maul and see how the listeners do. So that's what I'm saying. Be careful when you do certain things. But they forcing his hand, you know. But he gonna have to do something so the show don't stay old school. You know what I'm saying? And I also was thinking to myself. I said, Loon, them niggas that's on the show now, they slick look like, man, they were ready to take their spot. Like, but I was kind of torn because I'm like, well, they also friends with Joe, so how they supposed to feel? They supposed to, after a few weeks, get into some sort of groove. This is my home, but this may not be about the spot. So I went into a hypothetical place, and I said, I wonder if Maul and Rory ever felt any kind of them niggas want my spot type vibe. You know, some people. You can tell they want your spot. Soon they get a chance, they gonna try to take your spot. You see what I'm saying? They waiting on you to slip to take your spot. Can't wait to take your spot. You know, they gonna act like everything cool, but they really can't wait to take your spot. You see what I'm saying? So I just wonder, did they ever feel that, man? Cause, you know, sometimes you can feel it within crews that, like, we all here because of him. Not necessarily we cool. Like, sometimes I got niggas around, all them around here because of Loon is here. But they really don't mess with each other. And it might be a slick problem if a nigga wasn't right here. You see what I'm saying? Because, man, we don't really mess with them. We mess with bruh. You see what I'm saying? And it's a little tension with them, man. Them dude be hating on me, man. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes it's that type energy within crew. You dig what I'm saying? And you know, I also want to speak about the Young Buck interview that was on Big Facts. You know, for those of you that don't know, Young Buck was on Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, Young Buck would not be on this Up There podcast. All right? So let's get that out the way. For those of you that's been asking from all around, right? Know that I'm in the city, right? And so I want to get that out the way up front. We moving on from that. There's no situation that's it's nothing now. It's nothing to speak about. You know what I'm saying? So, he went on Big Fest with Big Bank and DJ Scream. And, you know, everybody mess with Bank. You know, everybody mess with him. And respect the hustle. He got right in and got him a check. He probably made it clear. He ain't going to do it long unless they get a check. And they put the press, I don't say press game down, but he put some pressure on his business people he working with and said, let's hurry up and give me a check if I'm going to be sitting there talking. I feel that. So I respect it from that aspect. And then for the South, dudes tend to go there and they keep it real. So I respect the Big Facts platform. So we send a shout out from this Up There podcast to them. You see what I'm saying? But Buck went there, man, and they addressed the transgender things, and they addressed Star, and they addressed Cook Up. A lot of y'all, you know, may not know my history with Star Lito in regards to music. You know, me, him, Chan, Untamed, shout out to all them guys. We started in the same studio in which we, you know, was in there young, putting music down, writing rhymes. And after that, he went to Cash Money, and I think he got signed with them, Yo Gotti and Cash Money. And then he went independent where he's grossing, you know, he's grossing a income that's sustainable for him, man, and he's doing great. And I'm proud to see that, you know, glad to see that a guy come from my city doing a good thing, right? Him and Don Tripp done a lot of things. Now, talked about Star, talked about Cook Up. Cook Up, you know, is a guy from the city as well who signed with Yellow Wolf, been on tour, you know, did his Thug Dizzle in regards to the music, kind of, you know, was over there with Buck for a little while. I think Star went over there with Buck. They did a tape, Papers on my podcast. Shout out him. Did a tape with Buck. So all these people was in tune with Buck and around Buck, right? For different reasons. And I know Buck now says that it was all about music and it was all about the, you know, him kind of pushing everybody music. But, you know, some other things going on. You know, sometimes your entourage is what bring the people. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to bruh. Bruh them told me to pull up. Like I say, you never really know why people there, man. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful with that. But with the Big Facts interview, and also let me clarify, he talked about a situation with him and Star in which they ran into each other at a basketball court. And there's some footage out there. I think they almost got to fight, and Buck says he choked him out, right? So he's telling these stories on this platform about these things. A couple of things I noticed from the interview that I struck me as odd, you know. And I'm glad Banks said it. Banks, why you – see, you got to learn – and I think he's just now learning that you got to learn how to hustle. I'm talking about you got to learn how to hustle, man. You can't be just no rapper around here, man. You disrespecting the game at this point, just being a rapper. Man, if y'all don't up your game, man, you cannot just be a rapper in 2021, man. You got to be a hustler, my nigga. And if you not a hustler, my nigga, you ain't going to be eating like you see folk eating. The hustlers is eating. The hustlers is eating. The rappers is losing. You will catch that at some point. The hustlers is eating. The rappers is losing. Everybody rapping. But hear what I'm telling you. The hustlers is eating, the rappers is losing. You cannot just be a rapper in 2021. It's disrespectful to the game. All the information and game that done been put down. Even though there's more that we don't know about, that's what's taking millionaires and turning them into 100 millionaires and 200. It's some information that's doing that. But if you just a rapper in 2021, you done lost. Not saying you can't get you no money, but your money gonna get cut up. It's gonna be cut so much when you look up, man, you're gonna say, damn, I can't get out the deal. They keep giving me upfront money. And I keep signing albums away instead of songs. Each one of these songs is doing hella good. And I done told them I'm doing 4 more albums for $5 million. They ain't even thinking. But then when dudes like me come in to put the game down to make sure you paying attention. Anything over half a million, man, you can run up 100 so easy. That don't even count no more. You see what I'm saying? But once you get over half a million, you better be paying attention. There's some vultures out there. But I think Bank kind of was playing Buck. You know, or just, I don't know. Some people say it keeping it real. But to me, like, he was laughing at Buck, man. They were laughing together and shit, but we ain't. I don't really think I'm gonna be laughing with you, homie. If I'm the joke, I'm laughing with you when somebody else the joke. You see what I'm saying? I'm laughing with you, but when I'm the joke, man, like, and then it felt a little, you know, he was trying to get it out of him, but he was also telling him, man, like, nigga, really quit fucking with you when that happened, though. Just being real, though. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know how sometimes you push up on a nigga with the, you know, it's like, it just didn't feel cool, man. You got some good information out. Shout out Drama. Shout out Buck. But I'm telling you, man, shit didn't feel right in there. You know, shit kind of felt like, man, you know, like I'm in an op hood or something. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily an op, but it ain't really no love in there. It's just really, we, you know, it just didn't fit. It just kind of felt odd to me, man. It just kind of fit. If you ain't seen it, go see it, but it kind of felt odd to me in there. You know what I'm saying? And then Bank one time asked him, you know, what did he think he did to kind of fuck up the relationship and the situation with 50? You know what I'm saying? And Buck answered, and then Bank basically told him, man, you supposed to really, you know, if it's his shit, that's how it's going to go. And that's how I be thinking. Until I trust it, until you done showed me, you know, but you really can't show me unless you got more than me. You know what I'm saying? And I think sometimes that wouldn't be happening. That's why I'm telling y'all, I'm in a business with a bankroll, but I really don't know nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a situation where you got to say, y'all give me some information. You see what I'm saying? I know what, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about the inflated information. I'm talking about the real information. You know what I mean? But Bank was basically letting dude know, like, man, a nigga ain't really fucking with you, man. You know, or a nigga unfollowed you, man. And 50 kind of had a right to do that if it's his shit. You know, basically saying, the owner basically, do what he did was the owner basically saying, fake in the situation and go up. So you basically just saying, you know, play your role. Stay in that situation, man. Wait till you really get a bankroll and pull off on it. You know, get a situation, get a bankroll, and get you some money, man, and think about what's going on. And why it made sense, man, was because he was saying he was faking it anyway. You know, you said I was faking anyway, like, you know, acting like it was cool to y'all, but it really wasn't cool. You know what I'm saying? And like he said, man, that take away from your credibility. You know what I'm saying? And then Cook Up came out and blasted him again. And just, you know their situation. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them situations, you know. Yeah, man. And I got some videos and some interviews with some people that was in his cruise and doing things with him, man. And so they kind of spoke on things. And they ain't necessarily bashing paper, you know, strap. Band play, you know what I'm saying? They ain't necessarily bashing. They just spoke on the history, you know, because they dealing. They, you know, you at the number one place in the city. You know what I'm saying? So you got to put that history down and that game down, because you know they right here gonna live forever. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all them brother for coming through and blessing the platform. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that been on the platform. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate them, man, because this here is something I'm building brick by brick, man, all along. And so I take pride in it, man, and I just appreciate people messing with it on a real level. Raw Wave sold 137,000 copies first week of his new album, man, and I like the album. It instantly brought me to, I said, I wonder where Raw Wave stands with the label, you know, in regards to his contract, because he's on fire. Y'all got to tear this contract up. We got to redo this, so I'm done with it. And they might play tough. Then you go holler at somebody else. Get me out of this shit. You know, y'all do some business. Figure it out and get me out of this shit. You know what I'm saying? But I just wonder where he's staying with the label, man. He's delivering some high-level music, some big boy records, you know, and then putting them numbers up, you know. So he in a situation to win, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of time we got to revisit contracts, man, because we signed one of them rookie contracts, man. Them contracts, You know, and then we start outperforming the contract, man, and they want you to ride them last 5 years out. Listen, it don't got to be like that. That's some game I'm putting down and giving y'all. We can rip a contract up once I outdo it. You know what I'm saying? Now, that just depends on your business sense, and then they don't have to. So watch what you sign. It's a double-edged sword, but I'm saying if we want to continue to do business with each other, which is in our best interest because we both making money, we need to rip up the current contract and put something else together that's just a little more favorable for the person that the onus is on. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that's important game to put down and let people know too now. You know, I always remember, you sign that rookie contract, but we can tear a contract up. And I also seen what Bad Barbie turned 18, right? She's turned 18 years old, made an OnlyFans, made $1 million in 6 hours. Shout out to the hustle. I don't ever knock hustle. Yeah, hustle don't ever get knocked coming from It's Up There podcast or coming from Loon. We do not knock hustle. We appreciate hustle. So I want to put you down when we talk about that. Shout out to the hustle on that. What strikes me as odd and very, very weird is that you got a lot of males that was waiting on a girl that was 17 to turn 18 and then go indulge with something at such a high level. You got to be telling me that some of you dudes is old. That's still a baby to me. I don't see how y'all indulged in something like that. To me, that's just unacceptable. You waited till the little girl turned a day before she was 17. A day before the girl was 17. All y'all waited one day. Now, y'all been watching that little girl like that. You see what I'm saying? And to me, man, that's just unacceptable, man. You would never hear my name in no type of nothing like that. Ever will you never hear a real dude name. That mean real men, period. You'll never hear their name in doing nothing like that because it's unacceptable to even be in any kind of situation where you done anything like that. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, like I say, raping children and bothering children, I don't even like to let it come off my tongue. It's so evil. You know what I'm saying? It's just so evil, man. And so I look at that a certain way, man. Yeah, I wait till the girl turn 18 based on some number system that they done brought up with, man. Y'all crazy, man. That's a bit much for me. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, I wanted to talk about something, man, that's maybe a little sensitive to people, man. I don't know, you know, maybe be a little, you know, people may say, Loon, maybe shouldn't talk about him. He done some bad shit. And I agree, you know, I just told you how serious that topic is for me, you know. But with this Versus thing and the death of DMX, it did make me question some things, man. And like, man, the last thing, when you see them people go like on a Versus where it ain't just a whole high level of stress and they can kind of be themselves. There's cameras there, maybe 100 people there max, you know, but it's a very intimate setting and you get to see their personalities, man, and getting to see DMX on that. I say, you know what? If R. Kelly wouldn't have never messed up, he would have been a beast. I'm talking about if he never got indulged in that, man, he got undeniable records, man. I'm talking about dude got under I Believe I Can Fly, man. He got one of them songs about when somebody died and all that Charlene or whatever. What was that? I mean, I'm sorry, When a Woman's Fed Up, you know. Just things like that R. Kelly undone, man. You be like, man, Key to Ignition and you know what I'm saying? All these songs, it's like, man, he got some real records, man. He got the dance record. What was it? Step in the Name of Love and all those type of things, man. And I think he'd have been up there by Michael Jackson if he hadn't have fucked it up, man, being a, you know, nasty guy, creep guy. Because, again, you can't name too many dudes that want to see dude in no Verses, man. You know, people gotta watch out on what they participate in. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I see people enter the culture and cost people bags, man, based on things that they may consider as okay. But you don't know what okay is in this culture because you didn't come from this culture. So what you need to be doing is checking with somebody before you do things inside this culture that can cost someone in this culture some money. You know, I was looking at Kevin Durant's situation and it just struck me as odd that, you know, these are things that, you know, you do every day, dog. You call dudes out on a living. You call guys out all the time. So now when I call you out, this thing got to go viral. Now they find me some checks, and then this is added to this image that they painting of me. You know, again, you got to participate in things you know the rules for. You know, and you can't know the rules of the culture because it almost ain't no rules, but it's certain things that's off limits. You know, and it's certain things that's off limits. Now, you know, it's a couple of rules, you know, in regards to these things, and snitching is one of them. And for you to be involved with something that costs somebody a bag that you do every day, man, it just strikes me as odd. So we got to always remember, participate in only things that you know the rules for. You know, don't just run around poking your nose in business you really don't know much about. It's important to be informed. You know, make informed decisions. Don't just be out here, man. You know, it's important, man. You know, and I also want to revisit the Lil Nas X situation. You know, I said to myself when I seen Lil Nas X make this shoe with the devil blood or human blood and lap dance with the devil. You know, I said to myself, man, I wonder, is he under the thumb of that label? You know, is they in a situation to tell him, man, we got to try? You know, it's always beat that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always like, hey, man, if this is your pinnacle, 10 million, let's try to do 12 million this time. You know what I'm saying? And he may be in there throwing around all these ideas because he fits a certain criteria, man. Or getting these ideas thrown at him, man. You don't know, man. It's very strange, though. Some of these things they just striking me as odd. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. You know, I don't understand it. And everything ain't for me to understand. You know, everything ain't for me to understand. But I also do know that in this business, you know, you don't decide who your fan base is. Now, you decide whether or not you want to represent that. But you don't decide who tune in to your music. The market decides who you speaking with. The market decides what it's worth. The market decides these things. So I hate when people tend to say, you know, I don't speak to kids. Man, if your music come out and the kids are who gravitate toward, I'm sorry. You speak for the kids. You speak to the kids. I'm sorry. That's just how it go. You know what I'm saying? Now, does that mean you need to watch what you're saying? That's a moral thing. That's on how you feel. You understand? That's not for me to impose on anyone, but I want to be clear that doesn't negate the fact that you do talk to who you talk to. The market decides that, not you. You don't say, hey, man, like I was looking at, there's a couple of people online, black guys. Now, they running this narrative so they can keep their clicks and views and their engagement on their shows, right? They, you know, speaking these kind of things. But you know what's happening on the back end? You got white supremacist websites taking these clips, put them up and saying, see, it's even black people in the culture that looks at black people like this, right? And they're able to represent. So you represent them. I don't care what you think. I don't care if you're, you know... I'm sorry, it's just how this game is. And so you got to understand that if you want to enter this game. And that's on anything. You know what I'm saying? That's on anything. So I hate when people say, man, I don't speak to the kids. I don't speak for y'all. I don't this and that, this and that. The same way we felt disappointed when Wayne said, you know, whatever it was, all lives matter or whatever it was, or he don't see color. That may be your experience, homie. But you speak for us on that platform. Man, you know how many people never be able to speak on things like that. So we needed you right at that moment to say something that shifted the way that white America think. Our plan is in place regardless of who is in objection of it. But we need soldiers to go out there and recruit new help. You understand me? So when we get on certain type of platform, we got to be able to say things that shift the thinking of people, because they only use us against us. That's all you can use against us. The only thing that can be the Terminator is Terminator. So you only can use us on us from the outside. You can't beat us in nothing without using one of us to do it. You see what I'm saying? So that's real game. You don't get that nowhere else. This the only platform you're going to get that. It's Up There Podcast. The only thing, it's the only place you're going to get that kind of game. So we just need you guys, man, whenever you, you know, sometimes it's for us. You know what I'm saying? And then for the future, you got little kids. Your kids going to got to be involved with the future of this thing. So, what you know, sometimes I got to say this, man, because they what they need me to say. You know, not them, but this what the message need to, this is about shifting culture. This ain't about what I know or think, right? What I think is, I may have a little more information, whether that be right or wrong. The overall objective, man, for my little kids to be able to function in their kids, some things need to be changed. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes we got to speak on behalf of, you understand what I mean? And so, yeah, man, and it's just game that I like to put down, man. But I really do appreciate everybody, man, that rock with me, that listen to It's Up There Podcast, that share It's Up There Podcast, that put other people down on It's Up There Podcast. It's a blessing, man, and I'm going to keep on grinding, man, till we come out on top, you know, till we come out on top, man, for real. So I appreciate y'all. Also, man, wanted to talk about I forgot which one I'm in. Think LaMelo Bell, I think. Now messing with the porn star Tiana Trump. You know, I always tell you guys about the NBA basketball players, football players. Some of them now, not all of them. I'm never talking about 100% of anything. But some of these guys don't ever develop any skill set to be able to deal with women otherwise, right? So that's why you see women wait at the draft that don't know men and claim they love them and trick them into marrying them. And then they just act a certain way until the money run out. And things happen like that because they can't see real good in regards to peeping game. You know, they haven't been in a situation where game was necessary to have, you know, outside of sports. You know, I just need to know how to run this route, make sure I do my weights, eat right, make a certain GPA in school, you know, this, that, and the third. But I'm not in a situation to know how to peep. If she said this, it mean that, or if he did this, they gonna try this. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you see men start off like they want to just have a good time with a girl and end up marrying her or end up being in a situation where she own half or just a percentage of whatever it is that you own. And so you got to be careful as a guy that move around with money, especially if you somebody that's kind of green on the side of understanding what it take, you know, to navigate this world, man. So you just got to pay attention, you know what I'm saying? And they going to get up under you, hit you with some of the moves you think is just exclusive and rare because you don't know no better. You so young, you fresh out the pot. You see what I'm saying? But when you get 27, you're going to say, man, I don't leave people doing this. Now, some is better than others. Let's not make any mistake and misunderstand each other. But for the most part, these things are, once they find out what move is being made, they going to copy it anyway. So people just doing they body. Everybody got the big ass. Everybody, you know, they doing their thing. So, hey, man, you know, you got to respect it for what it is. Got to respect it for what it is. But I do have an issue with that, kind of like you preying on them guys, man. But, you know, if you want to go that route with your business, go that route with your business. You know what I'm saying? But I thank y'all for listening to another episode of It's Up There Podcast with your boy Looney, man. Ain't nothing like it, man. Share, subscribe. If you listen to this point, I want to thank you as well. Dead Ball Deluxe is out right now. Got a single Spoil Me out right now. So y'all just mess with me, man. We going up, man, for real. On God and gang.